Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Colleen from Daytime After Dark. And tonight we have back Andrea Evans on the show, The Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, Passing, One Life to Live. She's done them all. Well, not all of them, but most of them. Here she is along with Nadia. And,
Hi,
Andrea. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, with the lockdown, you know, I could call it. No, I went back to watch, like, the ending of One Life to Live because, you know, I loved how you were on some of the parts of the ending of One Life to Live. And, you know, I wish One Life to Live was still on because you did an amazing job there. You know,
well, thank you. We all wish it was still on. We all wish it was still on. I mean, they're reviving Alf, for goodness sake. Why not One Life to Live?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you were, you know, you were a major role in One Life to Live. And, you know, it's just funny how, not funny, not the good word, but is with the way you and Vicky were half sisters. Right, you guys were half sisters, not four sisters, right?
Right.
Okay. And then they brought Todd on as your brother. You know, you find out you have a brother. And I just thought the three of you together were always really good in scenes together.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so what have you been doing since the lockdown? Have you done a lot of things? Oh, anything?
Well, I filmed The Bay. We did our, I think it was season six, I think. So we filmed all of that. And then I've actually been working on a book, on my memoir. So I've been working on that with my manager. And other than that, I'm doing all the school things for my daughter because she's at home in school. So.
Well, I cannot wait to read it because I love reading books. I mean, I'm the one that reads it. I have your habit in my hand. I don't like the, you know, Kindle or anything. I have to have it in my little hand. So that's how I am with books. And I cannot wait to read you because I feel like you've had a very interesting life. And I will want to know more about that when I read the book because I love books. And, you know,
well,
I have
good.
Tons
I
of,
do too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I have tons of books I should be finishing. And I keep saying I'm going to finish them. And, yeah, and so when you left One Life to Live, and then you went to, well, you went to, did you go to Bodum Beautiful first, or was it Young and the Restless? Because I was trying to remember that.
Well, I was on One Life to Live, then I left and did Young and the Restless, and then I came back to One Life to Live. And then I went to The Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay. Well, you know, I've seen you on all of them, and, you know, I miss, so we need Andrea Evans back on our soaps, period, because you always did the comedy and the emotion so well. So I think Nadia and I should just bombard Twitter and get you either on Zeno Hospital or Dave's, since you always did the one my not, but, you know, I love your character on board as Tammy. I loved that character you had. So Mm-hmm. You know,
Shawnee was
if
a lot of fun.
If they want to bring you back on that, I would be happy to.
Okay.
But they never. Yeah, and I watched, by the way, Zenny's role in the mini series, and you were really good on that.
And what is that?
It was called Zenny's role. It was 1985 mini series you were on. I loved it. I thought it was a really good mini series. And
okay. My
last question before I let Nadia take it over, what has been your favorite storyline over the years with all the stuff you've done?
Oh, my gosh, that's hard to say. You know, there's been so many of those. I have to say one of my very favorite storylines was when I came back to One Life to Live the first time and discovered that Vicky and I were half-sisters as opposed to I thought she was my guardian because my best friend, her best friend was my mother. So there was supposed to be like an 18-19 year age difference between us. And she helped raise me when my mother died. So when I came back, I discovered that she was actually my half-sister. So that was just a really interesting twist and a lot of fun to play.
Well, you know, I loved that, and also I really enjoyed the time with you and Code. You know, Code and Tina were one of my favorite super covers. I mean, you guys would break up, get back together, break up, get back together, but I love the ping pong of your relationship. Yeah, and Nadia, do you have any questions?
Yes. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Nadia?
Good. Nice to meet you, finally.
Nice to meet you.
So I do have a couple of questions. I want to let you know that I absolutely loved you on Passions. Passions was my
Thank
favorite
you.
Soap opera. I loved
Passions
it.
Passions was a lot of fun.
Yes. So how was it working with Kim Ulrich on Passions?
Oh, it was fun. Kim and I are friends. So we had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it was really funny. You guys were great on there. I'll always remember my favorite scene was when Ivy crashed Ethan and Gwen's wedding. That was my favorite scene. It always will be.
Well, that's good. And, you know, Passions was great for that sort of thing. They had a lot of wedding crashing and crazy things. So it was a lot of fun to do.
It was. And also, too, my other question is, I also saw you on The Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay was also a great show. Can you just tell me a little bit about how it was working on The Bay?
It was fine. I mean, we're just doing a gradual build-up into the character, so it hasn't been a very, you know, I haven't been that involved to this point, but getting more and more involved and enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. It's very interesting to shoot it because it's shot more like a movie than it is a regular soap. So it's... you know, it's kind of like a hybrid between the two.
And how is it, have you gotten to work with Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans on the show?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, sort of Mary Beth a little bit. We were in the same team, but we didn't work together. We were there at the same time, but not together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm sure you know Jackie Seaman.
Yes, I love Jackie.
Yes.
We love Dottie.
She's a great person.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Also, too, I have another question. One more. My mind. Sorry. So your character on Passions, what type of person do you think would have to love your character? Like, what kind of a person would have to love your character?
Her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a blood relation, because there wasn't much to love
mm-hmm.
other than that.
Okay.
She was a lot of fun, you know. Mm-hmm. What I loved about her is she didn't try to hide who she was. You know, she just kind of
right.
That's who she was.
Mhm. Okay. Well, it was great talking to you, Andrea.
Well, it's wonderful talking to the two of you. I hope you're both doing well during lockdown and all these things.
Yes. Mhm.
Okay, and now I'm
going to
let Bobby on.
Okay.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I apologize for last time that you was unable to make it, but I'm just glad you're here tonight.
I am too, and I'm sorry I kind of messed up the last time, so happy to be here tonight.
Yeah, you're forgiven. If this had been one of your
you.
Characters, I might have wrote you back and just had to chastise you for about 2 minutes. But since this wasn't any fault of anything that happened on the show, it was just we all make mistakes. But I would like to ask you, did you get a chance to work with Liza Hubert, Susan Lucci's daughter on Passion?
Yes, she played my daughter on Passion.
Yeah, because it seems ironic, because you was on One Life to Live and you worked across the hall from her on All My Children back when it was on ABC, and then you just realized a couple years later you would work with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems
yep.
kind of...
No, no.
Yeah, because I never thought that you can probably be on a show where you have a legend and then work with her daughter later on, because I know, because if there's any possibility of looking at the success that Passions have done, and you look at several stars that went to Days and Justin Hartley's career and Lindsay Hartley's career as well as Liza's career since then, it just seems like the success of Passions really just have done a lot. And it would be great to see you on Days to reunite with Eric and Galen and on that
mm-hmm.
show.
I actually love Days of Our Lives. I would love to do Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, because I met...
It would be a fun show to be.
Yeah, because last year I talked to Galen, not Galen, Eric, because I met him in Myrtle Beach. Cause I talked to him in Myrtle Beach about a year ago, but didn't bring up Passions. And I met Galen about 4 years ago in Charlotte, at the same time with Eric, so those
mm-hmm.
it was great to just have those interactions back in the good old days, as we call them. now I'll be lucky if Zoom chats, and I think that's going to be the one thing that's going to replace these live events will be Zoom chats, but not that many people have the capability and luxury to get their computer set up for Zoom and anything like that.
So true. Very true.
But...
Well, hopefully someday soon we'll be able to have live events soon. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up the event of the Passions Reunion or a convention coming up around North Carolina, so I can be happy to say hi to Liza, say hi to Lindsay, say hi to Justin, if he's not busy with This Is Us, and he happened to be part of the thing about the scheduling conflict with that show and everything else.
Mhm. Okay.
Anyways, but
okay,
I know you
Bobby.
Have a limited amount of time, so I'm going to let Carly and Naya take over and put on another call or two.
Okay, nice talking
well,
to you.
We don't have any calls, but Andrea, you know, when you come down, we would love for you to come back and talk about
okay.
your book, right, Nadia?
Yes, we would love that. I can't wait for your book to come out.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, what is the title of the book?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a name for the book yet?
Not yet. We're just writing it, so we aren't to that point yet.
Okay, well, I would say, I don't know, All My One Life to Live. No, I don't know. No, One Life to Live, Bold, Passion, like have a soapy title. I don't know. But thank you for calling in, and have a great night.
Thank you. All you guys have a great night, too, okay?
You too. Thank you, Andrea.
Have a good night, Andrea, and talk to you on Twitter.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't mute you, Bobby. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Today, my mind is gone. Okay, I will be honest about that.
I'm sorry about that. It's not my fault. I'm not David.
Is aware of that.
I'm not David. It's not my fault.
She's so sweet.
If I spell something wrong on Messenger or text, I'm very sorry. But my mind is gone. And I'm going to
Yeah, I almost forgot that we had an evening show until about 20 minutes ago when I looked at the clock and I said, oh no, it's five after eight. Otherwise, I almost forgot we had an evening show. So I'm glad I called in.
I messaged you. You know, I never want to leave you out of the fun because you're funny and everything. And how many lines tonight do you have to do for tomorrow, Nadia?
Oh, 3 pages, but I don't have many lines, though, but it's 3 pages. But I already have them memorized, so I'm good. I can't wait.
You know, it's so funny how you're so calm about this whole class and everything.
Oh,
yeah, you were. Okay. I will say this about you. You're way too calm. You're way too nice. And I just hope I rub off on you in my evil department. I mean, sometimes Bobby knows that sometimes I have crazy ideas by Bobby.
Yeah.
Yes, Bobby knows them. But with all my crazy ideas, they do have a point, and they do have like a Carly Quintos kind of vibe to them. And no, I'm serious. I've never told you to this. Well, I think Bobby knows. But my dad had my bail money all set up by the time I was 15. You know, just in case he had to bail me out. And I feel like now, since I haven't been in jail yet, I should get the money because he hasn't used it. It's still there. And I don't know, about 7 years ago, my cousin was in town, who's also my little sister. Well, she's not really my little sister, but we are 5 years apart, and we are so close. But she was spending the time from Logan Hill, and my mom had a son with my nieces and nephew. And we went to the Olive Garden, which I missed. Thank you. No, thank you, Trump, for that. And then we had a couple glasses of wine. Okay. I don't remember how many, but we have this crazy idea to go to pee her dad and stepmom's house. Okay, the setup is we love her dad, totally love her dad, but we don't like the wife of 25 years. We can't stand her. So I texted my mom. This is hey, Mom, we are going to go TP your brother's house. Wanted to let you know where we are, just in case you need us or anything. And my mom goes, okay, so whatever, go for it, have fun. Okay. 10 minutes later, you know, my dad looks at her phone. While he's helping her get all the grandkids and my you know, cousin's son in the call, and they are about 8 and 7 then. And he just looks out like not spying on her. And he goes, "Homie, what did you just do?" And my mom goes, "What?" And goes, "Do you ever win your text or do you just say yes, have fun?" And mom goes, "I don't understand you. Because you just sent your niece and your daughter to go to pee in your brother's house. And if they do that, you know, Marianne, the second, you know, the wife, is going to give those two in jail. And do we really want to give your grandmother a heart attack?" My grandma, his mom, my mom's mom. And so my mom called me, and I did not want to pick up the phone, you two, because we really wanted to do this for all the crappy years he treated us. And obviously I was too dumb, and I picked up the phone. And she goes, "You two do not do this. I cannot have my, you know, mother having a second heart attack in 5 months over something you two do." And so the next day, we all had my brother's going away party because they were moving to Idaho. And my two brothers, my sister were there. And they kept asking us because, you know, my cousin had a free night with me. And goes, "So what did you two do last night?" And my cousin said, "Oh, we went to Olive Garden. We had a couple of drinks. And we were going to TP my dad's house." And my brother said, "Why in the hell didn't you call me? We would have helped you." And little do we know, we were, my grandma was right in the back of me. And she goes, "What did you guys do? Almost do." I'm like, "Oh, sick." And she goes to both of us, goes, "Thanks a lot." I go, "What?" He goes, "Now I have to talk to her for the rest of my life. If you guys keep her house, I will have gotten you out of there with your father, and then I will have never talked to her again for putting both of my granddaughters in jail." So the moral of my story is, when my grandmother actually approved of it, it was like healthy dinner over number one. And number two, everyone regrets that we did not do it. I mean, have you guys ever TP'd anyone's house?
No, I didn't do that.
Never, Bobby?
I never did any of those pranks.
No,
what
me neither.
You, Nadia?
No.
So I'm the only evil one on the show. Great. Great. Oh, my gosh. I did it. Okay, we lived on this island. That was the island. And it was 15 minutes by car to every shopping mall, whatever. So Friday nights, we would do drag races, you know, when the cops were not around. Or we would go TPing, which my parents knew because when you have a bag of toilet paper, and my dad asked what we were going to go do, I'm like, "Oh, we are going to do it." So he goes, "Okay, just don't TP the captain of Masarabin again, please." I'm like, "Okay." And so, yeah, like, I did all bad stuff when I was a kid, and you guys were perfect. Okay, are you telling me you guys never got grounded?
No, I never did.
I probably have done a few things where I was actually had no TV, but nothing that serious.
Oh my God! Okay, you guys.
But I do remember years ago before they started tracking down phones and before the invention of the cell phones of prank calling people and listening to the answering machine and seeing what funny messages they have. And it turned out that got too far when when they investigated prank calls. So that's the closest thing, but I never got busted for it.
Okay. Okay, what about you? Anything like that, Nadia?
Nope.
Okay, fine. Okay, this is called the confession because we have a woman that's on air. Okay, so... Okay, I didn't know how bad this was until I started working at a pizza place. Okay. In Oregon and in Seattle, whenever we were bored and whenever we didn't like our friends did something to us, we would call the pizza place and order like 10 pizzas to their house. It was like everyone did this on the West Coast. Okay, and one night my mom had nothing ready for dinner, and the doorbell ring, and there's 10 pizzas. And she's like, I did not order it, blah, blah, blah. Well, she didn't have to pay for them. They took them because they can't take them back. So, fast forward like 20 years, and about 7 years, I'm working at Round Table Pizza. And I worked all day. It was like a long day. And so these kids called with compute. They asked if they could have 50 pizzas. 50. I'm not talking about 25, 10, 50. Deliver this house. And I have this bad feeling about it. And so I put the kid on hold and I told my boss. And my boss is like, Carly, we are not getting any business tonight and you're going to turn away 50 pizzas. What have I taught you about selling? I'm like, fine. I go, I'm on the record that I feel like this is a bad idea. And he's like, fine, just go do it. So I placed the stupid order. Okay. So about 45 minutes, this woman came in who was so mad and pissed off because they made her pay for all the pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, whoever took this, phone call was the biggest idiot ever. And I was the only one there, at the time, by the cast was do. And I'm like, hold on, ma'am. Let me go get my manager. And he goes, what's wrong? I'm like, remember the 50 pizza order and you said I do? He goes, yeah. I go, the mom is here and they never ordered it. And so he came out and this woman is like busting at us with all these people in the restaurant. And he goes, ma'am, we are just going to give you, $150 free pizzas, for the next 6 months. And she goes, fine, but whoever made the call, I want them fired tonight. So she left. And I'm like, oh, God, am I going to quit? I mean, am I going to get fired? And my boss looked at me, he goes, when you just finish the other order, I go, am I going to get fired by the end of the night for this? He goes, no, because I stupidly approved it. So, but nowadays, they really can't do that because of caller ID and everything. So I think the caller ID and everything has messed up the kids. That my niece's generation because they cannot do those things. So, yes. Mm-hmm. And Bobby, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm just going to relax. I'm just going to relax and then probably just listen to some podcasts that I have.
And do you have your sandwich yet?
Excuse me?
You would... You said you were going to have the fists.
Oh, yeah, I had the fist sandwich earlier.
How was it?
It was good. It wasn't a restaurant brawl. It was homemade.
How much was it at Popeyes?
No. It was actually store-bought product where I took some Gordon fish fillets and put them on bread.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you made it? Okay,
yes.
I cannot even understand this correctly, Bobby. Okay, what about you, Nadia? Your skill of cooking, how good of a cook you are?
I'm not that great of a cook.
You know what? When you become a big-time actress, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're living in L.A., and, you know, we still have to do the show. Okay, I have to come and visit you a lot of times. And by then...
Yes, you do.
Yes, then you'll be with some famous, and we are hiring you a cook.
There we go.
You know, I think, Mike, I know you and I are a couple of years apart. Well, not a couple, but I'm not saying, you know. But I don't think I failed cooking class. Not once, not twice. Twice I failed
mm-hmm.
it. I got an F in it, one and a D in it. Okay, so I'm not the greatest cook, but I can make the best brownies, the best cakes, the best white cookie
mm-hmm.
treats. I can do that, but I cannot borrow a bottle. And every time I borrow a bottle, I'm serious, I burn them because I go on Twitter. You know? So, yes. How many shows do we have next week?
Let me pull up the schedule and let me tell you all.
You know, I'm liking
that
it's just the three of us. Well, I miss Maggie,
okay.
of course, but her health
right.
has come first, you know, obviously.
All right, so what's the week next week? The week of the 23rd. All right, so starting on the 23rd, we have Diana Eden.
Okay.
February 24th, we have two shows. We have Steve Blackwood and Sean Cannon.
Oh,
and then,
I love both of them.
Yep. And then on the 25th, we have Eric Fellows. And then on the 26th, we have J.C. Jewell.
Okay.
And then that wraps up. And then that wraps up February. Can you believe that?
Wait, no way. We have one more. I know we all. We have. Hold on.
We only have one more week.
No, we have one more. Yes. Yes, on the 25th, we have Eric.
Yeah, I said Eric Fellows.
Yeah, we have my Eric. No, I miss him a lot, guys. So, yes, we have him. So, yes. And like I said, we are having amazing guests the month of December. And before we go, we want to wish Stephen Nichols a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday,
Stephen. And before we go, I want to say again our condolences to Morgan England. He's been a part of our show for a long time. Bobby knows that. And his mom was Chloe Leafman that passed away. Well, last night, she died from COVID-19 related. And she was not in
oh,
her
wow.
90s. Yeah, so that's why my grandma's grounded, you know. And breaking celebrity news, just because I want to say this. I've been waiting to say this for 7 years. Kim and Kanye are getting divorced. And I knew it.
Yay.
I watched TBM, but the Kardashians, I'm not going to lie. But after what Kanye did to Taylor Swift way back then, I never liked the guy. And so...
I'm not a big rap music fan to begin with, as far as his music goes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know what, I just think with the bipolar, she couldn't do it anymore, and he wasn't taking medicine.
He thinks he can run for president of the United States. I think we already had his buddy in the White House. That's enough trouble as it is.
Yes.
We don't need another Trump.
Oh, God. Don't ever say his name again, Bobby.
I'm sorry. I
never want to hear that. If you want to call him the clown, go ahead. But if I can go my whole life without hearing that name ever again, I will be happy. And I've been watching YouTube, and when I saw his casino go down, that was the best day for Atlantic City people. And one more thing before we go. Okay. Bobby, do you know when Easter is?
Easter?
Yeah, you know when it is. By the way.
April 4th.
Okay, well, I don't think our family's going to be doing anything by then, even though we are vaccinated. You know, not all of everyone in the family will be vaccinated before then, which is sad. But, okay, you guys, have a great night, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Natalia, you have to text me later, and Bobby,
I'm
you can text me this weekend.
All right.
I know we talk all the time. I'm just reminding you. Okay,
yeah, no
you
problem.
You guys have a great night, and don't do anything I would do.
All right, have a good night.
Okay. Have a good night and great weekend, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Have a great weekend, Bobby.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bobby left us.
I know.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.